Welcome to the Ferris State University Bulldog Sports Update. Thanks to Meyer and Gatorade, the official nutrition and hydration partners of the Bulldogs. I'm Connor Perch, reporting for the Bulldog Sports Network.
Up back to throw, now on the run, to the end zone! Touchdown, Bulldogs!
Ferris State football opened the season on Thursday as they faced off against the Finley Oilers. The number 2 ranked Bulldogs narrowly escaped defeat as they stopped Finley's 2-point conversion attempt in the final seconds of the game to win the contest 24-23. The Bulldogs will take to the road next week as they fly across country to face Central Washington University as the Division II National Game of the Week on ESPN3. That game will kick off on Saturday, September 14th at 7:05 p.m. The Ferris women's volleyball team opened action this week as they hosted the Ferris State Invitational. The Bulldogs swept Ohio Dominican on Thursday 3-0 and handled McKendree on Friday, winning 3-1. The Bulldogs will wrap up action as they look to stay undefeated on Saturday the 6th as they take on Gannon at 10 a.m. and Seton Hall at 6 p.m. Ferris State women's soccer kicked off the season at home on Friday as they faced Truman, a contest that ended in a 0-0 tie after double overtime. The nationally ranked Bulldogs look to claim their first victory of the season as they take on Quincy at noon on Sunday the 8th. And finally, on Saturday, September 7th, the Ferris men's and women's cross-country teams host the Ray Helsing Bulldog Invitational at Khaki Golf Course here on Ferris State's campus. Thanks again to Meyer and Gatorade, the official nutrition and hydration partners of the Bulldogs. This has been Connor Perch reporting for the Bulldog Sports Update, highlighting all the action in Ferris State Athletics. For tickets, scores, merchandise, video, and more, visit ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Join us again next week for another update right here on the Sports Project, and go Bulldogs!